that open area right in front of the fireplace.
Yeah.
What do people call that?
Hearth.
Yeah.
Where they had the hearth down, you know, in the mantle.
What about those big pieces of wood that you burned in the fireplace?
Well, we use all kinds, you know. That there's back sticks to put in there, and usually always try to have a good hickory backlog to go on the fireplace so that next morning when you got up, it's cold. They always got plenty of big coal to left. So that makes good coal, hickory does. And I use hickory to smoke our meat with, too.
How about that wood that you used to start the fire? What did you call it?
Kindling. Pine knot, kindling. Used to get lots of that out in the hills here, you know.
Have you ever heard people call that lightwood? Or lightwood?
I don't know about that now. I never heard it called that, I don't think.
That's what a lot of people in my part of the country call it.
It's the made light the fires with, that's what you're talking about? Yeah, could be. We always just called it kindling or pine knots or stuff like that. We didn't have any problem to build a fire because in the stove now, in the cook stove, we used old wood cook stove. And we always had good holly for stove wood. We used holly, and of course we used two or three different kinds, oak and holly and different kinds mixed up. But holly, when you went to bake biscuit, made a quick fire.
You know those things that you had inside the fireplace that you laid the logs across?
Yeah.
What were those?
Dog irons. Dog irons. Our daughter's got a fireplace out there, and it goes clear across the brick part, goes clear across the house, you know, on one end.
Is that right?
And he got a screen over the fire, you know, where it won't pop out in the floor. She built that house right there. You can see where the foundation was right there. You see that dark spot?
Right.
Went up there and went down. There's a piece of it right there in front of that hydrant which come across, come down to there. Mm-hmm. And she built that little two-story house right there, and she moved it out there. Just took it up, moved it around, come in out there with it, and sold the old house and built her Uncle Gaither over here. That's his James, Gaither James. He was brother-in-law, married my wife's sister. He built that onto that big living room, fireplace, double garage on that two-story house and put another bathroom on it. And I offered her $5,000 for it to leave it here, but I didn't need it. And she spent, I think, $15,000. Building a big living room, fireplace, double garage out there. And I think she'd have been better off if she'd have left that here and just start from scratch and build her house. I don't know.
Might have been.
Well, it didn't cost a lot to build in, like it does now. That's been about 12 years ago she moved that out there.
You know that black stuff that'll form inside your fireplace?
Yeah, chimney sweep sweeps that out sometimes too.
You know, you said you call it the thing a chimney on the top of the house that smoke comes out of.
Yeah.
What about these tall things, you know, on factories that the smoke comes out of? What would you call those?
Smokestacks.
All those smokestacks.
And they use a lot of them all over the country in manufacturing. They're going to have to convert them into coal again, I think, the way they're talking now. They're running short on gas now.